Come on, let's magnify the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Come on, there's a spirit of worship here. Let's keep worshiping for a little bit. Amen. God, we magnify you. God, we exalt you. You really are worthy of our praise. Amen. We magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Worthy. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God, I worship you. Amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. God wants to move in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God, you're worthy. God, you're worthy. Amen. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest.
The name of our God. We exalt you. Amen. We magnify you, God, and we worship you in Jesus' great name.
Worthy, worthy.
the name of the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of our God. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. God, heal bodies. Amen. Heal bodies in this room. Amen. Heal bodies in this room. We're in your hands, God. Amen. Heal bodies, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I just feel like we ought to do that as a group. Amen. In the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Exalted. He is exalted in the name of the Lord. 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 God, I praise you. Amen. I praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. God's a healer of cancer. Amen. God's a healer of cancer. God healed the back. Amen. Ian got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues here this afternoon already in service. Amen. God can heal Robbie right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God, you're bigger than cancer. We exalt the Lord. Amen. God, you created our bodies. You can heal cancer in our body. Amen. God, you can turn it around in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the ongoing healing that's been happening in Robbie. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Last three reports, our cancer is diminished, diminished, diminished. Amen. Let's pray. God, diminish it completely. Amen. Eliminate it completely. Heal her body. Restore her strength. In the name of the Lord, God, we pray for her. Amen. That your spirit would do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. Amen. God, you're bigger than we can imagine. You love greater, God, than we can understand. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God, let your spirit heal. Amen. I pray around this room, people are praying for people. Amen. Come on, let's let the Lord move. There's a spirit of God in this place. Amen. A spirit of healing. Amen. I'm praying for Bobby to be healed. I pray, God, that Bobby, amen, would be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe God. Bobby believes God. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Not by our might, not by our power. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. God, you're worthy
to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live to worship you.
I live to worship you. Hallelujah. God, I pray, heal Sister White. Amen. I pray, God, a healing Sister White. In the name of the Lord. God, we worship you. Of God, for a move of God. Amen. The hungry are always welcome. at the Father's table. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Hungry hearts, hungry lives. Amen. Always welcome in the presence of the King. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God, I praise you. Amen. In the name of the Lord. God, we praise you. God, I praise you. I magnify the Lord. God, we exalt you. Amen. In the name of the Lord. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Casey's believing God for a healing. Amen. I believe a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. Amen. Ian, where's Ian? Ian got the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the very first time. Hallelujah. I don't know if everybody is hurt, but Robbie's cancer markers have gone down for the third time. Amen. They keep going down. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in a God that answers prayer. Amen. I believe in God to touch Bobby and heal Bobby in the name of the Lord. Amen. God's able to do it. Hallelujah. God's able to do it. Amen. Anybody else need God to touch their body and heal? Amen. Amen. Right now. Amen. In the name of the Lord. God's able. Hallelujah. I believe in a big God, not a little God. Listen. If people can go to football games and scream for 4 hours, they go to basketball games and scream for 2 hours, they go to baseball games and scream forever, they last forever, they go to soccer games and scream and yell, then surely we can take half an hour and just magnify God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of our God. Amen. Amen. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Amen. Amen. Faith rises in a service like this. I believe God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Amen. God's a prayer answer and a way maker. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Could I have 15 minutes? Just, I
feel like I need to say this, and I try my best not to take very long. I'm very rarely successful at that, but I will try to be very quick. But I feel like this is something I think would help us today. So would you take just a moment, John 10:27. The Bible says, let everything be done decently and in order. And I always believe worship unto God is decent and in order, that we can magnify Him. Amen. And that is decent and in order. And God works miracles in the middle of worship. Amen. The Bible says He is in the midst of our praise. God dwells in the middle of our praise. If you take a moment and you look in Scripture, you look in Isaiah, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the angels surrounded Him, and they surround Him singing, holy, holy, holy. And then you go into Revelation, and you see He's holy, holy. Angels are surrounding Him. He has angels surrounding Him from Isaiah to Revelation, and I believe that's the standard that He lives in, is created beings magnifying Him. But He wants us who have a choice whether we magnify Him or we don't magnify Him. Amen. To magnify the Lord. We choose to say that God is an awesome God and that we magnify Him. And you can't do it without your mouth. You create the world. He created the world by speaking it. And we create our world by what we speak. You create a beautiful home life by what you say. You create a great work environment by what you say. You win a girl by what you say. You grow a child by what you say. You train a child by what you say. And if you don't say anything, you're also training him. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 30. It's probably not on the screen, but it says, I and my Father are one. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your beautiful spirit, for touching hearts and lives today. Amen. I pray, God, open our understanding. Speak to us. Amen. Let us understand your word and our relationship with you. I pray in Jesus' great name. Everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Does anybody in the room ever feel like that you've got weak faith, that your faith is weak, that you can get discouraged or disappointed, or you can feel overwhelmed? I feel like I'm going to drown because I've got problems or heartaches or trials or whatever's going on in my life. And I know it might not feel like this is an appropriate time for this kind of conversation, but I think this is exactly what the Lord wants us to hear, because I want us to understand that faith is not our faith. It's not about our faith. It's not about, you see the little clip, it's been around long before the internet. It used to be posted on the wall in the office before we had internet in the office when I worked for P&G, and they would have a little cat on a string, and the cat's at the bottom of the string, and he only has two claws in the string. And the cat's hanging there, and his legs are hanging off, and he's just hanging on for dear life. And they say, hang on. And they did it all different ways, but one of the popular ones, hang on, Friday's coming. And everybody got a big chuckle, because that's the idea. Sometimes you feel at work, man, it just feels like it goes on and on and on and on, and I need to get out of here and get away from here. And have a weekend or go on vacation. You feel like you're so stressed. And sometimes we feel like that as Christians, as saints of God, people who are following after the Lord, that we're holding on and holding on. And you hear people say, well, when we pray, heaven sounds like brass. And I'm not sure. And I know I'm not speaking to everybody in the room, because I feel like a lot of people felt like they've touched heaven here today, but I'm talking to you that haven't. Amen. Are you that wrestle with that thought? And I want everybody to understand there's a principle in Scripture. And the principle I want to talk about today, it's not our hand holding on to His hand. It's not our faith holding on to Him. And we're not accomplishing what we're doing on our faith. It's my faith in God and my trust in God and my this and my that. And then the onus then comes on us. In order to succeed in living for God, we've got to be strong. In order for us to succeed in doing what God wants us to do, we've got to be great. In order for God to accomplish what God's going to accomplish through my life, then I've got to be something special. Amen. And I'm not sure that I'm something special. I'm not sure that I'm very strong. I'm sometimes face weakness and sometimes face doubt and difficulty and have trials and situations come in my life. And so I'm afraid sometimes that my grip fails, or I'm afraid I don't have enough grip. I'm a pastor. I talk to people all kinds of times about faith and about having faith. And people often put it in that context. I don't know if I've got enough faith. I don't know if I have what it takes. I'm not sure that I can hold on. I'm not sure. And it's as if you're looking at the cat at the bottom of the string and you're trying to hold on with all of your might, that you're going to have to hold on and you're going to have to do it. But if you look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, amen, Jesus calls Peter to come out of the boat, and Peter steps out of the boat and begins walking towards the Lord. And then it says he began to look at the winds and the waves, and as he began to look at the winds and the waves, he began sinking. And he cried out to the Lord, and then he saw what you see, hopefully, is going to pop up on the screen. Is it going to pop up on the screen? There we go. Hopefully, you see this. He was not going to get out of the water by his own strength. He was not going to be able to get above the waves by his own strength. Listen, it isn't about your faith, but it's who you put your faith in. Amen. It's who you trust. Amen. And he carries us. He holds us. Amen. Underneath are the everlasting arms of God, the Word of God says. He will make your feet like hinds' feet on high places. Amen. If you've seen mountain goats jumping up a hillside, you would hate to be lost, stuck on that hillside, because it doesn't look like there's a foothold anywhere. There's barely rocks sticking out, barely crevices anywhere, and yet
those deer or those mountain goats literally jump from rock to rock, up and up and up and back and forth until they get to the top of whatever peak they're reaching for. They just jump and jump and jump, and they see fast enough, and their feet catch those stones, and you look at their feet, and they're just little hooves, and you think, how in the world? I can't with 10 fingers crawl up that mountaintop, and yet with two little hooves, they're jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping. And the Word of God says, He will make our feet like hinds' feet. It's not up to you to live for God. It's up to Him. And He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Amen. I'm always going to be with you. I'm always going to go with you. Amen. And it's not in your weakness He's made strong. In your can't, He can. In you're not able to, He is more than able to. The biggest trick I think the enemy pulls upon Christians or new believers is, I don't think I can do it. Well, it ain't about you. Amen. Your confidence is not in you. Your confidence has got to be in Him. Amen. You got to say, I believe in you. I believe you're with me. I believe you fight my battles. I believe you make a way. Amen. It's not about you. Not about your strength. Not about your intelligence. Not about your capacity. It's about who you believe in. Amen. And He allows weakness in a strong church, in a strong Christian. He allows weakness. He allows can't. Intentionally, He allows you to not be able to accomplish. He allows you not to know. He allows you not to see the future. Not to know the day that you get healed. Not to know the day that your prayer is going to get answered. He allows you not to know the day when the check comes in the mail. He doesn't tell you months in advance. Hey, I just want to call you on June 1st. You're going to have a great big problem, and you're not going to have the money to cover it, and they're going to come to foreclose your house. And on the last day, when they're pulling up with the keys to lock up your house, amen, you're going to say, hold on, I need to check the mail. And you go out to the mailbox, and there's a check in there to cover the expenses, amen, and you're able to get out of that situation, amen. Why? Because God always shows up on time. God never abandons us. Sometimes we get abandoned. Boyfriends abandon us. Not me, but ladies. Girlfriends abandon us. Sometimes husbands or wives abandon us. Sometimes we get into an argument and people abandon us. They get up and leave. I watched a little clip the other day of the family having a conflict. And I'm telling you what, I don't care where I see it or how I see it. When I see a family having a major conflict and somebody says, I'm not in it any longer. I'm out. And they get up and walk away. For me, I just can't hardly handle that. I can't hardly handle people walking away from family. I'm sorry you think I'm crazy. I can't handle someone walking away from the kingdom of God. I can't handle someone walking away from the family of God. You're never going to find anything better than the family of God. We're not always great people because we're just people. Amen. But I'm telling you, we're people who try to love God. In order to love God, we love you. Amen. And we hope that you feel the same. In Christ, we all love each other. Out of Christ, all bets are off. In Christ, we love each other. Sometimes we love each other because we gotta love each other.
We have to do that. We have to. Why? Because it honors God. Why would we have to love somebody who did something or hurt us or did something in our life that we don't like? I'll tell you why. Because he loved you while you were still a sinner, and he forgave you for all the stuff you've ever done, and he washed it away. He takes it out of our life. Amen. And if he forgives you of this mountain, then how can you hold a grudge for a sliver? I'm sorry. I went there, didn't I? Everybody was going, woo, yoo-hoo. Oh. Isaiah 41 and 10. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. 2 Timothy 1 and 12. He is able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. He's going to hold on to it. He is going to keep the promises. He's going to keep his promises to us, and he's going to keep your promises to him. Amen. He's going to hold on. He's not going to let go. Listen to me. He's not going to let go. He's not going to let go of you. You have a battle with your faith, and I don't know if I've got enough faith. He's not going to let go of you. You're born of the water and the Spirit. You're part of the family of God. You'll have to walk away from him. You'll have to give him up, because he is never, he's never given up on you. He's never going to walk away from you. Amen. There may be a day someday in the future that God says, okay, that's enough for mankind. Amen. And I'm going to draw the line, and I'm going to take my bride out, and I'm going to take them to heaven. But I'm telling you, until that day, God has his hand in you. God's got his hand on you. God's directing you. God's going in front of you. You may not see it. You may not understand it. You may not even believe it. But I'm telling you, God's putting people in your path. Amen. God's trying to put situations in your path. He may put a book in your path. He may put a friend in your path. He may put an enemy in your path. But God's going to do something to turn your heart back towards home, to turn your heart back towards God. There's nobody that God leaves behind. There's nobody God leaves bloody on the battlefield and walks away from. The Marines aren't the only one that will leave no man behind. God said, I love you, and I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll always come for you. I'll always be on your side, regardless of your brokenness, regardless of your wounding, regardless of your hurt. I am there for you. We've got to understand, turning to God when we're weak is our design. Don't fret your weakness. Don't fret your hurt. Don't fret your pain. Don't fret what you don't understand, what you can't believe God for yet. I'm not asking you to believe God for the future. I'm asking you, listen to me, believe God's on your side. Believe you can always turn to him and say, hey, I need your help. And he's never deaf. He's never blind. The Bible says, I love this verse. It says his arms are not short. You ever seen someone born with a defect and they have very short arms with a little finger or two on their hands? And I picture that's what God is saying. I don't mean to talk about deformity or defects, but I think that's it. Sometimes we just feel like God is up there going like this. I don't think I can get it done. I don't think I'm going to be capable of reaching down there and helping you. Amen. But he said, my arm is not short. However far away you are, I don't know who's listening to me on the internet, but however far away you are, I'm preaching to you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. God wants you in the church. God wants to answer your prayer. He wants to make a way for you. His hand can reach to you however far sin has taken you away. Amen. God's arm is not short. He undergirds, he uplifts, and he carries. Amen. He loves you. Never leave us. Never forsake us. John 15, we abide in him. Colossians 1:23, the word of God calls us to continue in the faith. Philippians 2:12. Then we're going to work out our own salvation. Verse 13 says, for it is God who works. We forget this. It's God who works in you. And whether you're wrestling with your faith, I don't care. God didn't say, I'm going to be there when you believe for the great big miracle. God said, I'm going to be with you, and I'm never going to leave you. So that means God is at work when you're struggling with your faith. God is at work when you're weak. God is at work when you're doubting. God is still there. He's still present, and he's at work inside of you. He's working on the situation. He's working on your heart. He's working on your life. Amen. Regardless of whether you think he is or not, regardless of whether you believe he is or not, regardless of whether you believe you're strong enough to hold on, amen, he is holding you. You are in his hand. Stop believing in you. Stop believing in you and believe in him. Believe in his goodness. Believe in his mercy. Believe in his grace. Believe in his great love. Believe in his mighty hand. Amen. The righteous can run into the tower of the Lord and are safe. Stand with me. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we're faithless, he remains faithful. Praise God. If we're faithless, he remains faithful. God says, I am speaking to you, my sheep know my voice. You just gotta listen. Believe that he speaks and start listening. God, undergird me. God, lift me up. God, lead me. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, show me. I'm in your hands. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to understand it all. You just have to believe. He knows what he's doing. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Amen. We've had such a beautiful Spirit of the Lord. Such a beautiful touch of God in this place as we lift him up and magnify him. Maybe there's somebody in this place or somebody online or somebody that'll find this video in 5 years. And they'll accidentally listen all the way to the end of the sermon. I know how videos on YouTube work, and not very many people listen all the way to the end. But maybe somebody will at some point. And then all of a sudden think, God loves me. God speaks to me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could hear the voice of God speaking into your life? And he said, my sheep know my voice. And the only way sheep know the shepherd's voice is they listen and hear it regularly. So it's not a singular event in our life. It's not a red letter day when God speaks to us. It's a Tuesday. Amen. Because God just keeps speaking. And wanting us to realize our trust is not in us. Our trust is in Him. He's the God that framed the world with His voice. He's the God that planned to save man and prophesied to the snake, we're going to step on your head someday, buddy, and your reign will be over. He's the God that hung on the cross, and when they pulled His body off the cross, His spirit went into the grave and went down to the gates of hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And when He came back on that great getting up morning, amen, the Word of God says they saw cousins and relatives that were risen with Him. The Word said He led captivity captive. And you think about the God that you serve. He went into hell and said, hey, Satan, you've been holding my saints too long. Give me the keys. I'm going to unlock the doors, and I'm going to let these poor folks out. And they're coming with me. He didn't just raise Himself. Amen. He raised those that were bound, and He brought them back, and they came back to life. Think about it, God. That's big enough to loose you from death. And He's already done it. It isn't like He has to do some new thing in the future. He stomps with a woman carrying her child to the grave. And she's mourning and weeping and crying. And He says, hey, stomp it. I got another agenda. And He speaks to the child and He gets up. Whatever problem you face this week, this month, this year, next year, amen, I'm telling you, the God you serve is the God that told a little boy to get up. The God that went into a closed room and bent down and spoke to a little girl and says, hey, sweetheart, not your time. Come on, get up. Amen. And the God that stood outside of a closed tomb on the fourth day and said, Lazarus! Lazarus, come on out. Don't forget who holds you. Don't forget who it is you serve. When you're overwhelmed or you feel like hanging by a thread, take some time. Do what we did today. He's awesome. I magnify the Lord. I exalt you. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You are the Almighty One. You breathe life into bodies. You wash away sin. You forgave me. What a mighty God. And you hold me in your hands. Reach over with somebody next to you if you would. Join hands with them. Amen. I don't know everybody's situation right this second. I'm telling you, everybody in this room is in the hand of God. Regardless of what you're going through, amen, God is with you. Listen to me. God is with you. Amen. God's bigger than your problem. He's bigger than your situation. He's bigger than your fears. God is with you. Amen. I need some folks in the room to pray a big prayer. Amen. Come on, let's pray that prayer. God is with us. God, I magnify you. Amen. You're bigger than any situation. God, you're bigger than any sickness. You're bigger than any financial difficulty. God, you're bigger than any heartache. You're bigger than any trial. God, you're bigger. Amen. You're bigger than I need you to be. God, you hold me in your hands. Hallelujah. God, you speak life to me. You speak life into my life, God. You speak hope into my life, God. You speak truth into my life, God. In the name of the Lord, God, I want you to lead and guide me. Amen. I want you to go in front of me, God. Amen. I want your spirit to accomplish, God, what I'm having trouble believing that you can accomplish, God. Amen. I believe, God, that you're there. I believe, God, that you hold me. I believe, God, that you're going to be with me in the name of the Lord. I believe, God, you never leave me or forsake me. I believe in the everlasting arm of God wrapping itself around me, holding me up. I believe in the arm of God in my life. Amen. I'm a child of God, and I believe in the arm of God in my life. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Shandalai Kandadiai. Oh, my Father. I praise you. God, I exalt you. God, you're an awesome, awesome God. How could we ever doubt you? How could we ever fear? Help us, God. Amen. To trust the Lord. Amen. To trust you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Not by my might, not by my power, but by your Spirit. Practice it. God, you're awesome. God, you're amazing. God, you're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the bright morning star. God, you're the lily of the valley. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear